Myrtle Beach.
Love Talk Radio.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on AM 1470 WNN. AM 1470 with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 25th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,436.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,473.59, $736.80 for a half ounce, or $368.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,473.59, $736.80, and $368.40.
The Constitution of the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coins. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Holistic's Lifestyle Radio. This is Trip Beckert. I'll be standing in for John Hollis today. We've got a great show ahead of us. Before we get started, I'd like to mention our sponsors, Palm Partners, All Florida Bail Bonds, especially Rockers in Recovery, and, of course, my law firm, which is Beckert & Associates. Today I've got with me a guest from our office, Daniel Yanez, who is in from Michigan and interning in our office to help us out with our personal injury, divorce, immigration, and our overtime wage claim cases. Welcome, Daniel. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of cases that we have going in the pipeline. See if that sparks any interest with the listening audience. Today, Danielle and I were out investigating a claim that we have against Broward County. We have a young lady that was in a wheelchair that was using a ramp that was built and installed on the property of Broward County, one of our parks. And she used the ramp, and the ramp has been, at least through our investigation, be determined to be not in compliance with the ADA, the American Disabilities Act, nor was it designed properly. And as a result, she suffered additional injuries to somebody who's already disabled. And we at the firm of Beckert & Associates take cases like this, and we investigate personal injury claims on behalf of those who are injured in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. And in this particular case, I found it ironic when I was contacted by the claims risk management officer of Broward County. They indicated that The county didn't own the playground system, nor did they own the ramp. Because my client didn't immediately go to the office and report her injury instead of going to the hospital, they weren't sure that it really happened. I'm sure there's a lot of you folks that are out there that have been in situations like that. And is it your first priority, folks, to go out and report to the claims department that it happened, or is it your first priority to go get well? What do you think about that, Danielle?
I'm thinking that you want to go to the hospital as soon as possible if you're injured.
Well, I think most folks would agree that it's not really the first thing that comes to your mind. I better tell somebody at this particular park that this happened rather than going to get yourself fixed up. We have a lot of cases in our office that involve not only slip and falls, but we have cases that involve automobile accidents, negligence on behalf of the different entities that are out there. And this just happens to be one of those types of cases. We also take on cases where folks are injured on cruise ships. They're injured in the mall. All of these places where accidents happen, and it's important that you have somebody out there that's able to advocate for you. When you're involved in an automobile accident, there's do's and don'ts to an automobile accident. And the first thing that you need to do is you need to get yourself to a hospital or to a doctor and have yourself evaluated. The reason why you want to do that is because you need to get better, not because you're trying to build a claim and not because you're trying to sue anybody. But when you're involved in an accident, that you need to make sure that you're healthy, and that's got to be your first priority. Of course, the insurance companies or the claims adjusters always want to make it sound like you're trying to build a case, but that's not necessarily true. The other thing you need to do is you need to make sure that you have legal representation. And, again, that's not because you are trying to build a case against someone, but the insurance companies have attorneys, so it's important that you have an attorney. The cities and the municipalities and the cruise ships, they have attorneys, and they're going to do everything that they can to get out of pain. You've been working in our office now for several months, and how difficult do you see it for the normal person to get their medical bills paid and to get their lost wages paid before they even consider lodging an actual personal injury claim against an entity that they've been injured by?
Right. I think it would be really difficult if you're on your own. You're going through having to contact all of your doctors, and, when you have somebody to help with that, it makes it a lot easier.
How much of your day in our office do you spend collecting medical records, processing the insurance claims information, and giving the insurance companies information that we know they already have, but they're just using to build their file against our client?
Right. A lot of the day is spent just going back and forth with insurance companies, insurance adjusters. Going through all of the medical documents it's a ton of information for anybody to go through.
And you think the normal layperson is equipped financially and emotionally to be processing and dealing with that on his own?
Absolutely not, and especially if you're injured already, to have to do all of that on your own on top of, not feeling well, not being at your best physically, you need somebody to help.
Yeah, we find that one of the advantages to using a firm such as ours is we take a lot of the guesswork out of the equation for the injured. We're able to deal with the insurance companies, so you're not getting the calls. We're able to deal with the hospitals and the doctor's offices, so you're not getting liens and collection notices for the medical treatment that you've received. And a typical example of that would be In an automobile case, there are typically two and sometimes three different insurance policies at play at any given time that are responsible for the medical bills that are incurred as a result of an automobile accident. The first insurance that is primary for paying for the medical bills in the state of Florida is your PIP insurance, your PIP or your no-fault insurance. Most folks don't realize that it doesn't really matter who's at fault for the accident. You are going to be required to use your own PIP insurance to pay for your medical bills, whether it be at the hospital or a chiropractor or an orthopedist, an acupuncturist. Anybody that's providing you medical services will have to bill your PIP insurance first. In the state of Florida, there is a deductible amount, and then there's a copay amount that you'll be responsible for out of your own pocket, separate and apart from that PIP insurance. Most PIP policies are $10,000. You're able to also use that PIP policy of insurance to pay for any of your lost wages while you're out of work. Oftentimes, you'll hear on the radio injury advertisements that claim that you're entitled to $10,000. Well, you're entitled to $10,000 of coverage under your PIP insurance. That does not, and I repeat, that does not mean that you're going to put $10,000 in your pocket automatically. What that typically means is that the person who is advertising and telling you that you're entitled to $10,000 is going to put $10,000 worth of medical bills in his pocket. And he's going to bill your insurance company $10,000, and he's going to collect that money, less your deductible and your copay. Unless you specifically call your insurance company and you tell them that you want your PIP insurance proceeds to be dedicated toward your lost wages. Now, of course, the doctors don't like that at all. They would like to have those dollars put in their pocket, but you have the ability to do that. And that's the first insurance that's going to be used. In the state of Florida, if you don't have PIP on a vehicle that you own, those dollars are going to be coming out of your proceeds for the personal injury part of the claim, and that's another whole different part of the claim in a different set of insurance that's at play there. So you have your PIP insurance that pays for your medical bills up to $10,000, or your wage losses up to $10,000. Your wages are paid at 60% of whatever that you submit. So if you submit a bill for lost wages for $100, the insurance company is required to pay you $60 for that wage loss. For your personal injury medical bills, the insurance company is required to pay you 80%. So if you submit a bill for $100 for your medical bills, they're required to pay $80. And that's how your PIP works. There's a food chain of insurance in the state of Florida. The first is they look to the individual who was involved in the accident to see if you have PIP. If for some reason you don't own a car and you're not required to own a car, but you live with somebody that owns a car and they're a resident relative of yours, their insurance will pay your PIP. Oftentimes, the folks that are involved in an accident come to me and they say, well, I don't own a car and I don't have any insurance. Well, family members often have that insurance that's available to you. And that's pretty much how your PIP insurance works. After the break, we'll be happy to go into more detail regarding that. But if you have any detailed questions, you're free to contact me at Beckert & Associates. That's 954-941-8363, 954-941-8363. You can always contact us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com. southfloridaattorney.com. We give free consultations. We don't charge for meeting with you, listening to the type of case that you have, and telling you whether or not you have the possibility for recovery. We'll be right back after these few messages from our sponsors.
All Board of Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Board of Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Board of Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Board of Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-951-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back. As you just listened, there's a spot there for rockersinrecovery.com. We have links for our firm on their website, as well on the HolisticsLifestylesRadio.com, as well as all of the sponsors for those programs. Rockers in Recovery has a number of folks that are supportive of their cause and their position, and it would be worth your while to take a few moments to visit that site and to see what John has been putting together over the last year. Day in and day out, he's really dedicated himself to that program, and I think it's worth y'all taking a look at what he's got for you. And it's a really good program, and it's a really good show. So I want you to try to tune in to his show when it's broadcast. You can find out all the information on rockersinrecovery.com. Again, you can also find our firm on that website, Beckert & Associates. And you can always look us up directly on the web at southfloridaattorney.com. It's got our address, our phone numbers. There's a contact button that you can send us questions regarding any cases you might have. We're located in Pompano Beach. I've been an attorney practicing here in Broward County for over 17 years, and I was originally started out as a prosecutor here in Broward County.
I prosecuted everything from misdemeanors up into life felonies. Then I started to work for the insurance companies. I defended them. And then I went out on my own and I started defending folks on the criminal level. I started suing the insurance companies for their failures to properly pay claims as they should. We also do wage and hour claims where folks are not paid their proper wages or their overtime, and we'll get into that more in a moment. I'd like to kind of finish up where I left off with respect to the insurance that is available to you in an automobile accident, and we first talked about your PIP. The second type of insurance that's important is the person who hits you. If they have a bodily injury or what they call a personal injury insurance proceeds under their policy. Some people just buy the minimum insurance, and that's the PIP. But most folks have what they call BI coverage, and that's bodily injury coverage, and that could be anywhere from $10,000 up to $1 million in coverage, depending upon the type of policy and the insurance company that's writing that policy. So it's important that either yourself or the attorney that's representing you give you that information so you know what the exposure is for those type of claims. And Danielle was asking me at the break, what happens if nobody has insurance? What do you do? How do you get reimbursed if the guy that hits you doesn't have insurance and he's responsible for the accident? Well, one of the most important things that you or your representative should do is to check your own policy of insurance to determine whether or not you have uninsured or what they call underinsured motorist insurance in the state of Florida. In the state of Florida, if you are injured in an automobile accident and the driver of the vehicle that caused the accident does not have insurance, you can look to your own insurance policy to act as if they were the ones that hit you. It doesn't raise your rates. It doesn't cost you any more money. It doesn't expose you to a higher premium the year after or whatnot because you weren't at fault. So the insurance company is prohibited by law to raise your rates as a result of that. They may raise your rates anyway as a result of going to the department and getting authorization, but that's everybody's rates go up. But your individual rates don't go up as a result of a claim like this. And uninsured or underinsured motorist is used to compensate you for injuries that result in an automobile accident when the driver of the vehicle does not have insurance. Your bodily insurance and your uninsured motorist coverage are typically of the same amount. So if you have $10,000 in BI, you're going to have $10,000 in UM. If you have 100, you can have 100 in UM. You can also use multiple vehicles in your home to what they call stack the policy. So say you only had $100,000 of coverage on your vehicle, you could use the other vehicle in your car to get $200,000. So it really expands the amount of coverage that's available to you for insurance coverage, especially when there's a catastrophic loss. If you go into a hospital for a serious automobile accident, your bill in the first 3 to 4 to 5 days could well exceed $40,000-$50,000. And if you don't have insurance, you're going to be in collections, and it's going to be catastrophic to your family and your financial condition for the rest of your life. So it's important that you look at those policies. Now, even if your insurance company says you don't have UM, there are still ways to determine whether or not you're entitled for that insurance company to step in and pay the UM. If they didn't send you the proper disclosures or the proper rejection of UM or underinsured motorists, you're entitled to that type of policy of insurance. So it's important that you have somebody that is familiar with all of the ins and outs of the insurance policy and the insurance industry so they can advise you what your options are. If you get somebody who's just out of law school or doesn't know what they're doing or has never defended an insurance company, you're not going to get the type of representation that you need. You need to have somebody that really knows the ins and outs of this type of industry, knows all the tricks of the insurance companies. And remember, the insurance companies have their attorneys. You should have one too. So it's important that you get somebody like our firm that does this day in and day out. We protect the rights of the injured, and we go out of our way. You know, you can look at our credentials on southfloridaattorney.com, or you can call us and come in and meet with us. No charge whatsoever. We'll be happy to introduce you to the staff and to the folks that are going to be working on your file, so you'll know who you're speaking to when you call the office. And that's pretty much what you need to do from an insurance perspective. It's also important that you know the doctors that you're treating with. Some of the doctors are more insurance and conservative oriented, some are more plaintiff oriented, and you have to kind of know the difference. And you don't want somebody that's necessarily plaintiff oriented. You want somebody who's going to treat you the best. It's not a plaintiff's lawyer, plaintiff's doctor, not an insurance doctor. You want a good doctor. And there's a difference, and there's a lot of hacks out there. We have clients in our office say, no, I want to go to this doctor. And we say, well, I recommend against you. And then at the end of their case, they're wondering why the insurance company isn't putting any dollars on the file, and it's because this doctor has been determined by the carriers to be nothing more than a plaintiff's doctor, and his findings aren't really supported by your injuries. And you have to have somebody who knows what they're doing in order to properly document your medical condition so as to present it properly to the insurance company at the appropriate time. And again, that only comes with experience, and it's important that again, you look at a firm from their years of experience and the level of their expertise in a specific area, and you're able to work on that. We also, like I said, we also have, in addition to the medical portion of the claim, and you have your PIP and you have your insurance portion of the claim, you have your wage losses. And it's important that you document the amount of time that you've been out of work, the loss of your ability to work, and the loss of your ability to do the normal things that you were doing before the accident, such as playing with your kids, such as doing house chores, and the like. And it's important that you keep track of those things and you keep track of the dollars that you now have to spend to get somebody else to do those things, because that's what your out-of-pocket expenses are calculated by. And those are just some of the surface things that we look at from a claims perspective as far as building your claim. There are a number of other damages that we use to calculate, but just from a radio perspective, it's easier to kind of just talk about it on the surface. If you come in and you bring me the facts of your case, it'll be very easy for us to sit down and break it down step by step and give you a fair evaluation as to what your damages are at that point and what you'll need to do to carry the case forward. So again, you know, it's important that you have somebody, if not us, somebody else that's representing you that knows how to do evaluate a claim from that perspective. When people talk about personal injury, though, it's not just limited to auto accidents. Like I said before, there's cruise ship accidents, there's slip and falls, there's negligence as a result of a doctor. We have a lot of scooter cases. A lot of folks in this economy can't afford the gas, so they drive these scooters. Well, scooters are so dangerous, but they're necessary because people can't afford cars and they can't afford the gas. But people don't see scooters, and they're a specialty type of case that we need to handle, because what insurance pays for as it relates to your medical bills is determined by the number of CCs your scooter is. If your scooter is under a certain level of what they call CCs, you don't have to have certain insurance, whereas if it's over 50 cc's. You have to. So it's one of those things that you really need to come in and speak to somebody who knows the law as it relates to those cc's. Beckert & Associates, we're located in Pompano Beach, 954-941-8363. And you can get us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back. Again, I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Palm Partners, our friends over at All Florida Bail Bonds. They've gotten quite a few of my clients out in a timely manner. There's nothing worse than sitting in one of our county facilities, waiting hours and hours and hours to be processed and to get out, especially when you've been wrongly accused of something. And All Florida Bail Bonds knows how to cut through the red tape and to expedite that as soon as possible. The most important is Rockers in Recovery. I think it's important that you go to rockersinrecovery.com. And myself, Beckert & Associates, we've been sponsoring the Holistic Lifestyles Radio for several years now, and we find that it's a great partnership, and we're glad that you're all faithful listeners. Second half of the hour, we'd like to talk about family law in the state of Florida. Florida family law is a very, very interesting area of law. I started out young, very early on in my career, doing many, many family cases. And family law takes on a variety of different meanings. You have the basic divorce, which people say, oh, I just want a divorce, but you also have child support. You have modifications of a divorce that has already happened and the like, and you need somebody that's going to be able to advise you as to what your options are when you're contemplating any one of those different petitions. One of the most important things that I ask all of my clients before they get divorced is there any way you guys can make it work? Danielle and I was talking on the way up here. You know, there's a need for the folks to try to make it work. Don't you agree?
I definitely agree.
I mean, relationships are difficult, and nobody says that it's always going to work out, but with the divorce rate as high as they are and children involved in these relationships, it's so important that folks really try to give it their best effort to make it work, because you were in love at one point and you got married, and there's no reason why you shouldn't try to make it work. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
We have, in the state of Florida, we have a petition for dissolution, and the rules of divorce are very clear as to how to resolve what I call the four or five primary areas of the divorce. The first area of the divorce, which is the most important and is considered by the courts and the judges most important, is the children issues. And that is what we call our time sharing between the two parents. In Florida, after many revisions of the statute, we no longer use words like custody and the like. We have what we call a time-sharing agreement between the two parents, because we found that it's important for children to have two parents. Those days of having one parent running the show is not in the child's best interest, and that's what we look at. We also have the child support that is calculated by the amount of time sharing one parent has over the other parent. And again, that has changed dramatically in the last several years. But the equation typically works something like this. Time sharing is determined by the number of overnights. It's not by the number of hours you have a child during the day. Although you could possibly, with in some remote instances, qualify, but typically the courts are looking at the number of overnights you have with a child per month, and the number of overnights that you have with a child per month is then plugged into an equation that takes your salary that you get on a monthly basis and your spouse's or the baby daddy or the baby mama's salary, and they compute your child support guidelines based upon that. If you have 50-50 time sharing, if one person's salary is far exceeds the other, sometimes even though it's 50-50, there's a small amount of child support that's due to the other person. There's also daycare expenses. There's also after-school care expenses. There's also health care expenses. And there's also extracurricular activity expenses that all have to be computed when dealing with child issues. And it's one of those things that the statute's pretty clear as to what needs to be done, but more often than not, the parties can't agree to what needs to
right.
be done.
Of course not.
You know, it's and because it's a very emotionally charged situation, it's very difficult for sometimes people to do the right thing. I've been on the show many times, and I've talked about taking the high road, and it's very difficult for people that are going through this very, very difficult time to do the right thing. But it's important that for your children's sake, you do that. You know, that's one of the critical things that you have to look at. What is this going to do to my son or daughter over the next 15 years if I'm acting like a jerk? And I've seen the moms and the dads alike both act inappropriately when it comes to this issue. So it's important that they do take the high road. So that's kind of the first and most important area of family law. And then you look at the other areas, which are equitable distribution. Anything that is accumulated during the course of the marriage, houses, bank accounts, stocks, bonds, and the like, are deemed typically to be marital assets. those assets that you had before the marriage, not so likely unless they were commingled at some point. There's some dispute as to how that's calculated, but it's not insurmountable to do that. Even if you had 401ks or you had retirement plans, there's methods and mechanisms available to say this portion was premarital and this is marital and this is what we have to split.
So now what about this trip? I've had, you know, friends ask me, you know, my significant other bought me this as a gift. How does that add into marital assets?
Well, a lot of it is if it's bought during the marriage, whether you gave it to one person or another, it's still a marital asset.
Oh, okay.
So if we were married and I bought you a car, it's a marital car.
Oh, not just mine.
It's not just yours. Even though it's your gift, that's an item that was accumulated during the marriage. Now you back up. And this is always the kicker. What is an engagement ring?
Ooh.
Well, an engagement ring is premarital.
Right.
It's something that you're bought before the marriage, and it's given to you as a gift. Now, in that case, it's a gift.
Right.
You're entitled to that. Now, there's a line of cases out there that say that if the woman is the one who broke off the marriage, she's typically responsible for giving back the engagement ring.
Oh.
But if the guy breaks off the engagement, then she gets to keep the engagement ring.
Okay.
But typically, if it's a gift, it's a gift, and you're entitled to keep that gift. But if it's a gift that was done during the course of the marriage, it was an intermarital gift, and typically it's not going to be anything other than a marital asset, such as if your parents give you a gift during your marriage. It's typically now becomes a marital asset once it's
right.
consumed by the marriage. But there are ways to get around that, such as trusts and the like that prohibit those particular items from being commingled as a marital asset. And it's important that people know that inheritances are not marital assets.
Okay.
So if, unfortunately, when mom or dad passes and they leave you something, so it could be a house, it could be money, it could be a car, if those items are not commingled as a part of the marital estate, they are not going to be deemed to be marital assets and would not, in the case of a divorce, the spouse that did not receive it would not be entitled to that. So if you received, for instance, $100,000 from dad or mom when they passed, it's important that you realize that you don't put it into your joint checking account.
Right.
Because if you do, it's now a marital asset. If you always leave it separate, you never commingle it, you'll be able to take it with you. God forbid you guys aren't able to work out your differences and you do get divorced.
Okay.
Same thing, you know, for the other spouse. So, you know, there's a commingling issue, but these are all very fact specific. Again, we don't charge folks for coming in and sitting down and bringing us all of these documents and all of these facts and helping them evaluate what their options are. Because a lot of times it's just this big mess that they come in with and they don't know which way to turn. And we try to help them break it down and to kind of sort it all out and to come up with a way to figure out where they're going to go with this.
Right.
And sometimes even though it is a non-marital asset, sometimes folks say, well, you know, I would want her to have some of this to make our lives go away. Sometimes they're like, hell no, she's not getting anything.
Right.
So it's kind of important that you come in and you sit down. Again, it doesn't cost you anything. We're located in Pompano Beach, 954-941-8363. You call for a free call, for a free consultation, and we help you out. The last thing is alimony. You know, it used to be in the state of Florida where the term was you would be able to be kept in the lifestyle from which you were accustomed. Well, they don't really use that standard anymore. The standard is pretty much an equalizing standard, and they take your salary and they take his salary and they take the amount of child support that's divided, and they're trying to equalize what the parties have. And it's not an automatic. The only way it's an automatic is typically after 15 years does it become an automatic. And even after 15 years, the amount of money isn't an automatic. You're not automatically entitled to X for being in a marriage for 15 years.
Right.
So it's one of those things that, you know, we can help you out. The last thing with respect to family law is we are we're able to come in and help you set up a marital pre-planning. We can help you with a prenuptial and the like and help you interpret it. We'll get to more of that after the break. Again, Becker & Associates, 954-941-8363, and we'll be right back. Thank you. My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back. Again, I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Palm Partners, All Florida Bail Bonds, Rockers in Recovery, and again, the law firm of Beckert & Associates. When we left off, we were talking about family law in the state of Florida and alimony. Again, alimony is not an automatic, so those of you gentlemen who automatically think you're going to be paying your ex-wife forever, it's not a reality automatically. But again, it's one of those situations where when you need advice about a family law matter, it's in your best interest to speak with a professional. Don't talk to your friends who've been divorced, and don't go to the clerk's office because they can't give legal advice. And it doesn't cost you anything but a few minutes of your time to come in and talk to us about the facts of your case. I can't think of an easier way to get an idea of what your options are, but then to go to somebody who's willing to sit down with you for as long as it takes and to get the information that you need to make an informed decision. I really don't understand why folks try to do it themselves, make major mistakes, create insurmountable hurdles for me to correct when they could have just simply gotten some clear-cut answers from the get-go.
Now, what about in the case where somebody has already signed an agreement?
Okay. Well, that's important because a lot of times there's buyer's remorse, but there's several areas that I need to touch on with respect to that. When you sign a settlement agreement, you're bound by it, whether you've gone to court or not. That's a binding agreement. So the terms, the conditions, the amount of money, the child visitation or time-sharing arrangement, the amount of child support, all of those things are pretty much set forth. After the divorce is final, there are ways to modify your final judgment of divorce and
okay.
the agreement. And that's important to know because what the court looks for is to determine whether or not there's been a substantial change in circumstances, typically in order to make a determination as to whether or not it's appropriate to modify that divorce. When it relates to child issues, child support, as well as time sharing, the court's going to look at whether or not there's been a substantial change in circumstances and whether it's in the child's best interest in order to do that. Typically, I'm talking about whether or not they're going to give more or take away time from one of the other parties, and they're going to want to make sure that it's in the children's best interest. A lot of times where that arises is on paper it says that mom and dad are supposed to have 50-50 time sharing, but in reality, mom or dad is really taking care of the children the majority of the time, you know, every day, and the other party is only taking care of them for maybe a weekend or a night or two during the week. And it's not fair to that person monetarily as well as emotionally to have to continue to do this without there being some sort of adjustment. And the reason why you set forth these things in writing is because it sets forth the rights and the obligations of the parties. So it would be in the children's best interest to have it in writing. So when the father or mother goes to school, it's set forth in writing. When the child support guidelines are computed, it sets forth the obligations. So it's easier for everybody to know kind of where they stand. And, you know, all of a sudden, mom or dad, who's only been taking the children for a day or two a week for 5 years, gets into an argument with the other spouse and says, well, I'm going to keep the kids now full time. And that's typically how these things arise. Historically, despite what it's on paper, it's one way. And then something happens. There's an eruption over something, and it's usually something very petty. But it's not in the children's best interest now to disrupt their school schedule, their afternoon activities, their study schedule, their routine, simply because one of the two spouses wants to take their ball and go home.
Right.
And that's typically how these things happen. You know, the other way modifications come to me is a spouse loses a job. Look, I was ordered to pay child support and I was making good money, and I lost my job and I can't pay it anymore.
Right.
So rather than being held in contempt and going to jail for being a quote deadbeat dad, you seek a modification to help you, and you're asking the judge, help me modify what I was previously ordered to pay. Because of my financial hardship, there's been a substantial change in circumstances, a loss of my job. I had to take a lesser paying job. Instead of making $100,000 a year, I'm making $40,000 a year, and I simply can't make those payments. These are things that the other spouse is going to be very reluctant to agree to.
Right.
I mean, her pay or his pay is going to be cut
more than half.
Right.
And they're not likely to say, okay, sure, I'll agree to take, $100 a month when I was getting $1,500. It just doesn't happen that way. So a lot of times it involves quite a bit of discovery and litigation, and it's important, again, that you have somebody that knows the rules of the game and it can advise you as to what it's going to take to get you there, what we need to do to prove that you have had a substantial change in circumstances, and has the ability to do that.
Now, if I've already been to an attorney, signed my agreement, but now I do have a modification of some sort, am I able to go to you?
Sure. You don't have. You're not married to your lawyer. No pun intended. You're able to change lawyers at any time. And if you're still represented by that attorney, you can always ask for a substitution of counsel. And if it's been more than 30 days since the final judgment when you were divorced, that attorney automatically is terminated by law, and you can hire another attorney at any time without any consequences whatsoever. And you have to feel comfortable because hiring a lawyer is a partnership. You need to have somebody that you trust and that you can work with. Just as I need clients and I know that I can trust what they're telling me is the truth, because there's nothing worse than me having a client come in and they hire me and they tell me this sob story, and then I find out that it's not truly accurate. Because I believe you when you come in and tell me these things, and it's very difficult for me once we get down the road for me to find out different. So just tell me what it is up front, and I can help you.
Right.
It's more difficult for me to unravel it after we've gone down the road. It's happened to me in criminal court, and in family law, personal injury case. Oh no, I was never involved in an accident before, and then the adjuster sends you a claims history, and the guy's been in 9 accidents before. I can do damage control when I know about it. It's very difficult for me to do it after the fact. I tell my clients often, I'm a decent lawyer, but I'm a lousy magician. So, you got to kind of give me the information that I need to work with you in order to get that done. So, with family law, there's a lot of things that can really hamper you if you don't have the right representation. We've been practicing in Broward County for over 17 years. I've been doing this a long time. I take it very seriously. My office is located right on Atlantic Boulevard. You can always contact us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com, but it's easier just to call 954-941-8363, set up an appointment. The girls will get you in right away. And again, the primary areas of practice are we do personal injury cases, auto, slip and falls, scooter accidents, motorcycle, cruise ship accidents. We do a lot of family law cases. We do a lot of immigration, and we do a lot of wage and hour claims. Folks that are working simply because you're on a salary doesn't mean that you're entitled. You're not entitled to time and a half. A lot of people don't know that. I was getting a salary. I wasn't entitled to time and a half. That's not necessarily the case. So it's worth your while to call us and to sit down and go over your pay stub to make sure that you are entitled. It's been a pleasure to be here this week. Again, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Palm Partners, All Florida Bail Bonds, Rockers in Recovery, and again, any legal question that you may have, if we don't have the answer, we will find it for you. We'll find somebody that can give it to you at Beckert & Associates, southfloridaattorney.com, or 954-941-8363. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Attention all diabetic patients in Broward, Palm Beach, and Dade counties. Pay careful attention to this important announcement. Because of the new Medicare regulations, there's a high likelihood that Medicare will no longer pay for your diabetic supplies. If you receive them through the mail from companies like Liberty Medical, American Diabetic Supplies, CCS Medical, and many other companies, they are excluded by the new Medicare regulations. But don't you worry. The benefit specialists at Pro Medical East can provide the answers for you. Don't wait until you run out of supplies before contacting Pro Medical East for immediate answers to all of your questions. Call Pro Medical East Medical Supply today, 1-888-227-97. That's 1-888-227-97. The first 100 callers will receive a free reach extender when you tell them Steve Kane sent you.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.